Hope you're having a great Thursday. Rider Nation is. Trevor Harris has signed his one-year contract extension. Kirk won the beer from Rebellion on our Trevor Harris pool. He was the only one who said today. Even though I was advising everybody yesterday it was going to be today, and I thought it was going to be today, with zero inside information, but Trevor Harris signed today. Kirk gets the beer from Rebellion.
Baloney on that.
It's a one-year deal.
Scotty, get me my my boots. It's getting a little thick in here.
Meanwhile, right now in the green zone, we're going to talk some curling.
Brad Jacobs, final stone. Right now it's Dunstone stolen to force a game three. Needs to hit and roll towards the pin. Needs to hit and roll towards the pin. You need to hit, roll to the pin. How's that? And it's off to Italy for Team Jacobs.
And then Ben swore, and I had to cut the rest of the audio.
Yeah, right at the Ben dropping a...
Well, of course you're going to have a little F-bomb. They go to the Olympics. Benny Hebert, congratulations, buddy. Back to it. Oh,
I'm telling you, that was Brad dropping the F-bomb. That wasn't me.
Oh, that was Brad. Oh, okay.
Every minute of it.
Okay, sorry. I don't want you to get fined for it.
So hold up. Ben, can I ask you a question about the swearing? Because I find it wildly entertaining because you guys are mic'd. And then, like, the McEwen rink was the one that I heard the most during the trials. But does anybody come down and go, hey, guys, just a quick reminder, you guys are mic'd? Does that happen at any point during these tournaments?
Like not at the trials. Like if someone said that to one of our teammates at the trials in the middle of a game, I'm sure they're going to hear worse things than they heard for the first reason they came down. I mean, we know we're wearing mics. We know it's on TV. You know, we know there's a lot of people out there that have never been exposed to swearing, apparently, because we do take a lot of flack for it. It's a bit of a joke. I mean, we're playing a sport at a high level and, if you haven't heard swearing, you haven't been on the internet the last 20 years. So, I mean, if you're that pure of a human, man, come save me because I'm not even close.
Well, you and Corey Mace can have a discussion because he got a little heat from parade.
He's amazing, and I know him. I got to know him actually when he was in Calgary because he's good buddies with Bo, and then I've chatted with Corey a couple times. He came to the Brier last year with Jeremy O'Day, who's a buddy of mine, and I've heard nothing but good things about him on the coaching side, and I got to meet him personally, and I think I would get along just perfectly fine with Corey Mace. He's a great guy.
So. Oh, great dude.
Congrats to him and the Riders. What a great show that was.
Yeah, absolutely it was. But what a great show you guys put on with Team Jacobs. What was it with the decision to go with Brad and allowed things to click so quickly for this team, Ben?
Well, Brad's just been, he's been one of the best skips in the world for the last, 10, 15 years, right? And so he just wanted to take a little time for himself. It's a grind on the road, and he had two young kids, take a year off. And, truth be told, if he wouldn't have taken that year off, he would have been our skip start of the quad. But I wouldn't change anything. We had two good years with Brendan and then bring in Brad for that little extra level that we needed to win the championships. And, Brad was the perfect fit for us. He was exactly what we needed. Little kick in the ass when we needed a little extra energy and some great leadership and amazing shot making work ethic. So, we've had, almost 2 years together now. We've been Team Canada three times, and we're going back to the Olympics as Team Canada and the Briars as Team Canada. So it's always nice when you're wearing that maple leaf, especially as much as you have with us these last couple of years. And it makes this old guy feel real young again, like I'm right in my prime. So it's a great situation to be in.
Ben, can you speak to, listen, I don't want to diminish any of the other tournaments or any of the other competitions that you take part in, but is there another level when you get a chance to represent your country?
No, it's by far the best. I mean, for those who haven't experienced it, they can't really comment unless they're hearing rumors. So, I've had lots of experience getting to represent your country. And I mean, hey, there's a lot of pride when I was growing up, when I got to represent Saskatchewan. And when I moved to Alberta, you get to wear Alberta and you wear the provincial colors, and there's a lot of pride to be taken from that, and those are really important events as well. But the next level of that is representing your country, and now I'm not playing for Chestermere and Calgary and Regina anymore, right? We're playing for Ontario, we're playing for Nova Scotia, you're playing for BC, you're playing for everybody. So you know, you go from having a small fan base and a couple of haters to a really, really big fan base and a lot of haters. So it's great. You know, that's how it works.
So Ben Hebert's joining us, of course, so lead of team Jacobs, lead of team Canada, going to Italy. I imagine you're happy that you do have an arena to play in, other than your hockey compatriots right now. The venue sounds like it's all ready to go for Italy. But how will this compare to 2010 competition-wise, Ben? We've just seen it grow, curling grow internationally. A lot more teams are playing in North America on the Grand Slam Tour. Like, do you just know a lot more about your opponents than you did maybe 15 years ago in Vancouver?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. You know, because if we would have known more about our opponents in Vancouver, we might have been having a couple more nights out. But it's way tougher. It's way tougher now. I mean, the teams are so good. The Grand Slams really created that, having all the teams from, you know, Scotland, Sweden, Norway come over the last 12, 15 years and really develop their skills and what their country wants to do with one or two top teams. And it's certainly no question Canada's still the best curling country in the world. It's not even close by a mile. The depth we have here, you know, the fan support, the sponsorship, the television deals, like curling in Canada is really what drives the whole sport. But that's not to say that these other countries don't have one or two really, really good teams that they put all their, you know, funds and time into. And it's going to be real, real tough to go there. And, you know, we were looking at the draw the other day, looking for a couple easy games. You're like, holy smokes, this is tough. So, but, you know, we're a tough team too. No one at that Olympic field was excited when we won. I can promise you that. We had a great week in Moose Jaw as a good template for us when we went 12-2. And so, you know, we know we can compete and win at that level, and that's what we're going to try to do.
I want to talk about that because when I was watching the trials, Ben, my wife and I, after, you know, a week of watching all the curling, the one thing about your foursome this time around was, I mean, quite often you'll have somebody that takes a night off or somebody has a week 10, right, or something, or it's just a little bit. You guys, all four of you, were firing on all cylinders. Was that something that you guys were cognizant of when you were in it? Like, oh my goodness, we are all like on the same page here and we're curling our minds out right now.
No, not really. I mean, that's the DNA of our team. That's why you have, you know, myself, Brett Gallant, Mark Kennedy, and Brad Jacobs. I mean, those four names, you know, bring a lot of energy and experience and talent to a team. And that's why we put the team together. And, you know, none of that really surprises me with those guys. Those are, you know, curling animals and some of the best players to ever play the game. It's probably more regular that all four of us are coming out with the same energy and performing like that. And you know what? It's something that we work on. You know, we work on it with our sports psych and our coach and to come out and play hard for each other, be great teammates. And if someone is leaking oil, make sure you pick them up and do something else to help the team. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it outside of the 2.5 hours you guys see on TSN. And, you know, I wouldn't want to go to battle with any other dudes, the three guys that we have and myself. You know, we have a really good team chemistry. I think one thing really special about our team is, you know, we're older guys, but we're all still, you know, working hard in the gym, great shape, but our minds are sharp. You know, we're all dads. We have great perspective, and we got some warriors in that dressing room. Like, I go to war with any of those guys, so I love them.
Benny, I'm curious on this one. I'm just thinking back when Trevor Harris, when he won the Grey Cup, and he talked about, you know, my kids are old enough to really know what this means. Is this... Does that impact just what it means to you to be an Olympian this time around? Like, your kids are well old enough to really know what dad just accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's incredible. It's certainly a lot different. You know, Vancouver, I was a kid myself, right? I was 25 years old. And then went in Pyeongchang, you know, my kids were 1 and 4 and still didn't kind of get it. It was just cost me a lot of money to fly them over there. But, you know, now my daughter's playing U15. She's loving curling. My son's loving it. You know, their friends at school and their friends' parents are all asking about the curling, and they're all pumped. And yeah, they're pretty excited. I actually just picked my daughter up from school, and we're at her ball practice here, and she was asking me questions about Italy, and she's super excited to go. And, you know, we're decking them out in all the Team Canada gear there. I'm sure my wife's going to murder my visa here before Christmas. It's going to be loaded in Canada gear. I'm going to be broke, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm super excited. I mean, for myself to go. You know, my wife's been with me now for all three of my games, and you know, for my kids to experience this one, and I can promise you this is going to be my last one. So to have them there is going to be super special. I hope we can win a medal, and yeah, it's going to be memories they have for the rest of their life. So pretty special for our family, that's for sure.
Ben, one of the conversations we were having during the trials when you guys were in Halifax was last stone draw. We were also talking a little bit about the best of three, but I had an idea, and I bounced it off Russ and a couple of other people. So I know it's a brilliant idea already. But
yeah, Russ Howard was a big supporter of this for a tiebreaker formula.
Instead of last stone draw, I'm thinking it goes down to patch points, and you get points for how many beers you drink in a patch at night and things like that. So I'm wondering, out of the four of you, who would have scored the highest in Halifax?
On Saturday night? Well, we didn't drink during the event.
No.
We don't, no. Saturday night, who is the winner? Oh, man, I don't know. Me, Brad, and Brett, like, equally tied, all three of us. Blew the doors off. You know, Mark was our the man DD for us, and I think me, Brett, and Brad put as many down the hatch as we could, and we had a hell of a party Saturday. I think we shut down at about 5, went to bed, woke up at 10, got up in the morning, and crushed a few mimosas with the boys, so...
Nice.
We did our best, our best bachelor party celebration there for 2 days, and then I realized I'm 42 and I drank water for the next 5 days.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome. Yeah.
It's like me coming home from Grey Cup week, Ben. All right, Ben, congratulations! Can't wait to watch in Italy. And is this right? You're flying right back for the Briar right after Italy. You're going to be in the Briar a week later.
Oh God, a week later. I wish if it was a week later, I'd be excited. Like 2 days later, I think we get home from Italy on Monday, and then we got Tuesday, Wednesday, we leave Thursday morning for
New York. No way. Okay.
So we'll be, I'll tell you what, we'll be taking a fifth. And when you see me not playing a couple games, it's not because I'm hurt. Okay. I'm yeah. Taking a breather.
All right, Ben. Congratulations.
Good luck
your third
in Italy,
Olympics.
Man. Good luck in Italy.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Ben Hebert, lead of Team Canada, heading to Italy to win his second gold medal. Jamie and Locker with you here on The Green Zone. A lot more coming up, including more on the big Sasky story today. Trevor Harris, one more year, signed an extension just to kick off our show. Extra special Thursday here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. For the weekend or one night stand. Thanks. For Ben Hebert joining us, going back to the Olympics, his third Olympic trip. Hopefully it goes as well as it did in Vancouver for Team Brad Jacobs.
That rink played their minds out. I mean, Dunstone gave him a good run.
Well, Benny's the best lead in the world. Mark's one of the best thirds in the world.
Mark had an unbelievable trial.
Brett Gallant is, again, he's another former Olympian. And Brad Jacobs... another gold medalist, won in 2014 in Sochi.
Yeah.
Like, he's a lights-out skip. It is an all-star team.
Yeah.
And they're Team Canada at the Olympics. And as you quick turnaround to head to the Briar or right after the Olympic Games, remember, Rachel Holman will not be at the Scotties because the Scotties ends pretty much right at the start of the Olympic Games. So that's way too quick of a... I know it's a real quick turnaround for the guys, but... almost impossible
Has
for Rachel Holman.
Ever done any broadcasting?
Yeah, he did a podcast with Bo Levi Mitchell
That's
when they were neighbors
right.
back
That's,
in the day.
That's right. I remember we talked to him about it. He's got to get
also,
that back
he,
up and running
He also
again.
Did the sheet show, is what they called it. All the
hockey game. Jamie and Locker with the Year of the Green Zone. Will there be hockey played in Italy?
That's a question. And it's a fair question. Because the arena's not built, and Bill Daly said and told Daily Faceoff in an interview that if the conditions aren't met,
you can't.
That the players won't go to Italy for the Olympics. Darren Dreger talked about this on the latest Insider Trading with TSM.
And this isn't fear-mongering. That is the Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly of the National Hockey League just stating fact. Now, the expectation from an NHL standpoint, from an NHLPA perspective, and likely from the International Olympic Committee as well, Gino, is that the venues in Italy will get done up to the standard that the National Hockey League requires. Now, are there concerns at this point? Absolutely, there are concerns. I mean, that's not just shooting from the hip by Bill Daly. That's just stating the reality that if they do not pick up the pace, if the arena isn't safe, if it isn't completed, then there is the potential that the National Hockey League will not participate.
Yes, they can. It's in the deal.
You can't. You cannot.
Now, what would happen with the players?
Out. You can't back out. There's no way. No.
I don't think they will. I don't think there's barely a chance that they will back out.
Don't say it out loud.
But Bill Daly said it. We won't go if it's not ready and it's not met our conditions.
Here's the problem.
It's a contract. They had negotiations for this. And I'm not going to blame the NHL at all. This was the IOC, the Italy Olympic Committee. They screwed this up. They screwed it up. How? You've had the Olympics for years. How is this not taken care of already? How is there not a test event today ready to go for the Olympics in 3 months?
I think there's supposed to be test events.
2 months, sorry.
There's supposed to be test events this week, actually, and that's part of the reason why this is such headline news right now is because they actually had to cancel the test events, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the IOC is saying that they're going to be ready, and I don't know. Like, I understand the concern from the NHL. I understand that they want not just ice, but good ice and decent facilities as well. Here's the bigger problem that I see in this whole discussion. Isn't about one group, the IOC, digging their heels in and going, just relax, it's going to be fine. And then another organization saying, listen, we're not relaxing. You haven't got a building done yet. We're upset. If you don't get it done, we're going to pull our players. I understand that. What I don't get is how the IOC isn't saying, okay, if there is a problem, here's what our plan B will be. And do they play in North America? Do they play in another country in Europe that has the facilities that can actually, the Olympics.
I have a better idea. I had some fun with this on social media last night when Paul Bissonnette tweeted out that this tournament should just play in North America. What small town Sasky barn should host the Olympic tournament if Italy can't do it? Best rink food, best ice, best Zamboni driver. If Italy can't do it, what small town? How about Hag with the
Hag? Hag's my vote.
Have Connor McDavid coming down the stairs from the top floor and Hag with the hinge.
Put some lights around that, right? That'd be fun.
1-877-332-8255. What do you think? What's the best small town barn for the Olympic tournament to be held if Italy can't do it? Because at least in Saskatchewan, they have walls, ice, and a roof. Because can't say so much for that in Italy right now. And probably way better rink burgers. 1-877-332-8255.
When I was a kid,
let us know.
I loved playing hockey. It was my life. I was a rink rat from the time I was 4 or 5 years of age until I got into high school. I lived in the rinks. And we played hockey 5-6 days a week. I grew up in those things. Running around that's my childhood. There's nothing like going out and watching a game in a small town in the middle of nowhere. It's the best ice. It's the best food. It's really cool.
They have that tub underneath. They actually have like the fry maker on the wall, put the potato in, and then it just falls into the tub, and then they just throw it in the deep fry. I used to work in the rink canteen, so that was one of the best jobs is cutting the fries, hammer it down.
That grease doesn't get changed.
Some seasoning salt on those bad boys.
That's in there until there's a fire.
1-877-332-8255. What's the small town rink? Balgoni Multiplex. And please explain your reasoning. What's the main reason? Someone said, a couple of people have said the one with the weighted stairs.
In Hag?
That's Hag. Someone said, Hag, absolutely. Some local Mennonite cooking as well.
Oh,
for
yeah.
1-877-332-8255.
Got some pierogies getting brought by, maybe some baking.
Brian says, how high can the NHL's facilities be when they played at the University of Arizona or Arizona State University?
That in the, what was that? The Mullet.
The Mullet Arena.
The Mullet Arena. That's
named after boosters, not named after the hairstyle, but it was still funny. 1-877-332-8255. Mike says Belgoni Multiplex. Someone says Tony says the Watrous Arena.
That's where all my family's from, the Watrous Arena. I'd go up there.
Well, Sean, the curling, it's taken care of, but he recommends the Highland Curling Club. Could they turn that into a hockey rink? Because, yes, the Paddy Wagon does have the best smash burgers in Regina. 1-877-332-8255. Someone texted in, too bad the Beaver Dome and Liberty's no longer there. That was the place to go.
What's the story with a couple of the local rinks in our area being shut down? Is that still a thing?
In Regina?
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about the Optimist and the Kinsman for the...
They're going to shut those down?
Well, for the...
Why would they do that?
They need money because we don't want 15% property tax increases. So they need... And they're looking at Kinsman and Optimist as the two oldest rinks that probably need the most upkeep and maintenance and redo.
Do we need a $1 billion pool?
And then they had all these suggestions on to actually cut taxes and included shutting down outdoor rinks. If they shut down outdoor rinks, I'll lead the charge to City Hall. That is the dumbest thing to even put
Who
out in the wilderness.
That out? Wow.
They just put out a bunch of dumb recommendations to go, oh, this is what it would look like and all the things we'd have to shut down. I don't know.
I want names.
Bureaucracy we could probably cut away first. 1-877-332-8255. As someone says, this is a more of an explanation to Belgoni. Excellent facility in Belgoni. Best ice in Saskatchewan. Excellent community support and spirit, says Mike. Jason just wants comedy value. He says the Dundurn rink, because it is so narrow, he thinks it would be comical to watch the NHLers trying to play on that one.
Ian said that his job was better than you, the potato cutter. He had the job of cutting the cheese for the cheeseburgers.
So, I'm pretty sure that was
a joke.
That was a joke there.
Okay.
All right.
What's the Pillar Dome? In Craig?
Yeah. In Craig.
It would be an eye-opener for everyone in the world to see from Dave.
Well, somebody on social media said Bollier, and I'm like, no, Bollier.
What's wrong with Bollier?
It was colder in the damn rink than it was outside. It's like minus 30 outside and minus 40 inside the Bollier rink. Vonda is probably the same condition. 1-877-332-8255. What do you got for small-town rink? If Italy can't do it, Saskatchewan would love to play host to Connor McDavid. Come on over. Your suggestions, please, here on the Green Zone. Still to come, Britt and Gray will be back to talk more about Trevor Harris signing Saskatchewan. I'm going to say something. Little quick truth or trash. Trevor Harris has signed a one-year extension. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going back-to-back as Grey Cup champions. A mini truth or trash. Give it to me. What do you think on the text line on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM? Jamie and Locker with you in the Green Zone. I'll challenge you, Ed. He said, you guys in the South don't know about Martinsville and Warman and the two palaces they have for rinks. Oh, Ed, I've been there.
How much traveling are you doing with the boy for hockey?
I know Martinsville and Warman because of my daughter in cheer competitions.
Oh, okay.
Both are in Martinsville and in Warman. Warman, I've shuffled over to the hockey rink between sessions and watched a few games in Warman.
But he's younger right now. How much traveling are you doing?
They're like, all over the place.
Are they all over Saskatchewan?
I got Hag in my head because we had a tournament in Hag. It's Lang, Saskatchewan that has the stairs that pop down with the hinge. It's Lang, Saskatchewan. Thanks for somebody clarifying. I was in a tournament in Hag last year. Vibank, Strasbourg, Aberdeen, Where else are we going? Fort Capel this weekend. Yeah, all over the place.
That's awesome. Enjoy it.
I love small town rinks.
I love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have a blast. The Sabres flying around Saskatchewan. Meanwhile, what do you think? What do we got for some other recommendations for small town rinks? How about the Rideau Canal, the Forks, Wascana Lake?
Can you imagine if they had to play outdoors? That would be fantastic.
They might have to. Is there a roof on that rink yet in Italy? I think they just put it up like a week ago. 1-877-332-8255.
They're not canceling. It's not going to happen. No, it's not.
I don't think it is either.
It is not. There's but no Bill way they're pulling the NHL players
Bill
out of
Daly
the
said it outside. He said it out loud to a reporter.
Now,
when asked, he said, if they don't meet our conditions, we are not going. So, get her done, Italy. It's just a joke. Adam, you are correct. The Vibank rink is underrated. Was there 2 years ago? We did a tournament there 2 years ago. Back again this year for another tournament. Yeah, some great rinks. Meanwhile, Trevor Harris has re-signed with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Chris, when talking about going back-to-back Grey Cup, says, great news about Trevor Harris, but in regards to back-to-back, things change considerably year-to-year in the CFL with all the teams. But let's hope so. Greg also texted us, 1-877-332-8255, about Trevor Harris re-signing on a one-year extension. I told my wife right after the Grey Cup, I hope Trevor Harris plays another year for the Riders, but only if he signs a one-year contract. Glad to have him back, but at 40 years old, one more year and just take 1 year at a time. But let's go back-to-back with Trevor Harris. So Greg's excited, but I think that's going to be the plan for Trevor Harris. It's going to be 1 year. Let's assess things.
Yeah. I do like the idea that it gives them more. And listen, as soon as the announcement happened at 2:00 today, congratulations to Kirk. He was the closest in the Harris pool that we ran yesterday. Picks up a gift card from Rebellion Brewing here in Saskatchewan. So congratulations. But as soon as we mentioned it, Curtis Rourke's name kept coming in, right? And I think that does give this organization a little bit more time to prepare for his replacement. It's inevitable, right? I think we got lucky this year with a win, and he wants to come back. He's still in decent shape, but this is something that's not going to he's not playing for another 5 years. This is not a long-term quarterback plan for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And you know, whether it's Curtis or whether or not it's another quarterback, they've got to start thinking more seriously about who's going to replace Trevor.
Another recommendation, the Sedley Memorial Rink. I haven't stepped foot in that place in a while.
Smells like 1949.
But we got a couple of practices out there in Sedley this year, so I will be. I'll see if it does.
There's something, I'm glad that was brought up.
Like 1949.
There's no name on that text, but I'm glad, because there's a smell to a rink.
Some better than others.